You are a powerful genius. If you can do that, you can do anything.
I knew that I was essentially well within the first 2 hours of doing the lightning process.
The thought that perhaps my brain could be driving these symptoms was terrifying.
I'm afraid now we've strayed very, very far from neuroscience, what I would call neurobollocks.
Why do some people catch common infections and fail to get better months or even years later?
I've always been really fit, really healthy.
It's a mystery that's plagued science and tormented patients. And it might be closer than ever to being cracked. But while uncertainty remains, unproven treatments continue to fill the gap. This is the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Rachel Schreyer with BBC Trending. We do in-depth reporting on the world of social media. I've been investigating a treatment programme targeting long COVID patients online. Its author claims a wealth of evidence suggests its special process can help people recover, using their thoughts to change their bodies. They charge a lot of money for their courses, but it's been described by a range of medical experts as pseudoscience.
I'm sat in my gym at the bottom of my garden. It's a painful reminder, actually, of the person that I used to be and the life that I used to have.
Sarah is a science teacher from the middle of England. She has long COVID, a condition where people suffer an array of sometimes disabling symptoms months after a coronavirus infection. Symptoms include fatigue, breathlessness, and a racing heart when standing.
Fatigue just doesn't hit it. It's like a total body depletion.
It's an umbrella term to describe any long-lasting health problems linked to a COVID infection. In reality, it probably describes several different conditions.
Some people say it feels like they're being poisoned. It does feel toxic.
There's still a lot we don't know, but scientists have got some important answers about what causes the condition in the last couple of years. They found evidence in some people with long COVID of heart and lung damage that can be seen on scans, of persistent virus hiding in the body, of changes to the immune system that can be measured in blood tests.
This is a very damaging virus that can get into many parts of the body in a way that you can see on things like an MRI and do direct damage.
Professor Danny Altman is one of the leading long COVID researchers in the UK.
This is a real thing, which is a disease with a real mechanism, with real things that we can measure.
And there are theories about what could help, but no approved treatment yet.
Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, enzymes which supposedly break down these microclots in your blood.
Sarah reckons she spent about £15,000 or approaching $20,000 on treatments with varying levels of evidence and safety.
Tried so many vitamins and supplements, which had absolutely no effect.
But one thing she tried was a little bit different.
I went completely down a rabbit hole on YouTube of people who had recovered from long COVID.
You're probably watching this because you're suffering with long COVID and you'd love to find some solutions. But it's really not clear what might help. Then I think you're going to find this video really useful.
The lightning process makes a particularly seductive promise that it can help people to recover from chronic illnesses, including long COVID, by retraining the brain. Its inventor claims to influence physical changes in the body. I'd been hearing a lot of negative things about the lightning process. One medical researcher described it as brainwashing. Some suggested it claimed long COVID was all in people's minds. Former participants felt it had told them to ignore symptoms. But I'd also started to see a lot of positive stories shared online of people saying they had recovered using the programme. And the man behind the lightning process firmly denied the criticism, pointing to evidence he said showed its beneficial effects. I had to find out for myself. Yeah, I wanted to get a bit more information, really. I came across the lightning process and had long COVID for a couple of years. Posing as someone with long COVID, I spoke to every working lightning process coach in the UK whose details were listed on their website. Some of the stuff I have is quite sort of physical, like my feet will go blue. Wanted to chat through to find out a bit more about how it works. I'd already seen evidence online of some lightning process coaches making some quite dramatic claims. Claims that people using wheelchairs were up and walking after 3 days of doing their special process. What's the sort of typical result do you find? That I gave a medical history based on interviews with several real sufferers and checked with a long COVID researcher. I've had a couple of seizures. Is it sort of appropriate for... On the phone, some of the coaches were more cautious. A couple even advised me the treatment was not proven or officially recommended. But the majority made much stronger claims about what was causing my long COVID and how their programme could make me better within days. I'd gathered enough evidence to take my investigation a step further, to go undercover and secretly record a lightning process training course so I could really understand what they were teaching people.
Start recording.
Okay, joining.
Excellent. We're going to try one now. Our first ever lightning process. We've got a little script for you. So early days, your coach is going to say these nice things and you're just going to read it off. Each of these lines is designed to change your brain.
And that's how I found myself in my kitchen, in my socks, standing on a piece of printed out A3 paper covered in symbols. I'd handed over £1,250 to this coach to take part in a 3-day course over Zoom. She'd made some particularly strong claims to me on the phone, although what she said didn't deviate wildly from the other coaches I'd spoken to. She doesn't know she's being recorded.
Can you see me okay?
Yeah, I can see you, yeah.
Small in the corner, I'm trying to make it a bit more visible. That's it. Okay.
I follow a script I'm taught and walk around a piece of paper marked with symbols. They're labelled stop, present, choice and coach. This is the lightning process. It was set up in the UK 25 years ago and mostly used by people with ME, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome. National health guidelines in the UK now recommend it is not used for treating this condition. The lightning process is now available in at least 17 countries around the world, including the US and Norway.
When you start the process, you start in the present. Move to the stop and do the stop gesture.
First, I was shown a video of Phil Parker, the author of the programme, doing the process, and I followed along. The idea is that every time you experience a symptom or a negative thought about your symptoms, you say the word stop.
Stop.
Then move to the choice.
You make a choice out loud to choose the life you love instead of the symptoms, which they call the pit.
Do I want that or do I want this?
And move to the coach.
And then you coach yourself.
Well done. You are on track. You are a powerful genius. If you can do that, you can do anything. I'm with you every step of the way.
You say what you want, to be strong, to have energy, to feel comfortable in your body. And then you visualise a time you felt that way.
So it's changing that natural habits of brains that aren't that helpful sometimes. So it's every single part of it is designed to change a human brain. You know, scientifically proven. And a metaphor in nature is very powerful, but a metaphor of the you that you want to get back to is also very powerful.
I want to be full of vitality, like I'm sparkling with light. How are you going to do that?
Whereabouts are you?
On a beach in Spain.
So be there now on that beach in Spain with your friends. Feel the heat, and the heat of the sun, it feels like it goes right through your skin into your bones. And it's going right through you, radiating and doing good to all of you, energizing all your cells, recharging you like a long-lasting battery.
And that's pretty much it. They claim this is a powerful way of changing your brain.
Some of that, I would say, is pretty standard. Things you might get in psychological therapy, relaxation techniques, for example. And that can be a helpful process for many people, irrespective of the cause of their symptoms.
Dr. Camilla Nord is a neuroscientist at the University of Cambridge who studies the influence of the brain on physical symptoms and the other way round. She's helping us to evaluate some of the claims made by My Lightning Process Coach.
The weird part about it is that it's giving people this kind of agency over their symptoms that I don't really think people have. It's something that your body and brain kind of in concert are generating. I don't think that you are creating them in the way that this process seems to attribute some kind of agency to you as the kind of doer of these symptoms.
Lightning process coaches are very keen to say they do not believe illness is all in your mind. Instead, its founder says it takes a psychoneuroimmunological approach as a way for the brain to influence positive changes in the body. But there seems to be a contradiction when some coaches do appear to be quite clearly teaching people their beliefs are contributing to their continuing symptoms.
You had the virus, you got ill, but your body did not get well, it got stuck in running the neurological pathways of fatigue, brain fog, because actually your body now, this time scale should now be being well. It's your thoughts about your symptoms, your worry about whether it's ever going to go, that's what keeps the neurology going and alive.
And that's what keeps the symptoms going?
Yes, exactly.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service. Not only did my coach say my thoughts were maintaining my symptoms, she also told me quite explicitly that there was nothing physically wrong with my body. That's despite having no apparent medical qualifications or asking for access to any of my test results.
They are visible, they're real symptoms, but they're not caused by a physical thing anymore. They're caused neurologically that they've got stuck because it's your brain keeping them going, not the virus.
It's a wild claim that there's nothing wrong with your body. I would find that an impossible claim to believe. They're right that the brain can create symptoms of physical ill health, but I think it's a wild claim to say there's nothing wrong with your body and it's just, in every case, something that you can actively change.
Extensive scientific research shows lots of people with long COVID have a wide range of different physical changes in their bodies.
Yeah, I think it's a really damaging assertion. It will absolutely be wrong about some patients.
But while Dr. Nord describes the lightning process as veering into pseudoscience, she doesn't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater.
We shouldn't dismiss the possibility the brain plays an important role in their experience of symptoms. We know this to be the case across medicine.
When your body is under stress, whether emotional or physical, it goes into a state called fight or flight.
Stress can have very profound physical consequences on gastrointestinal symptoms, on immunological function, on systems all over the body. So maybe it's one piece of the puzzle.
So Dr. Nord thinks there is a place for therapies that help to calm down your body and those that help you to respond differently to your symptoms. This response could even explain some long COVID symptoms in some patients. One of the most scientifically shaky claims we understand the lightning process coaches make is that using negative words can trigger symptoms, and using positive language teaches the brain to experience positive sensations too.
Let's get into the other side, the sparkly Disney side. It's coming up with a vocabulary for the sparkly side because all of our vocabulary has been about the other stuff.
I'm afraid now we've strayed very, very far from neuroscience, what I would call neurobollocks. So it's a kind of abuse of neuroscientific terms in order to give quite simple psychological techniques a kind of sheen of science about them.
Phil Parker is the founder of the Lightning Process. I've seen an archived web page which shows him previously claiming he had the magical ability to step into other people's bodies, to learn important information about them, and to heal them. We asked Dr. Parker about this, but he didn't respond to that point. However, he pointed out his scientific credentials included being a researcher and lecturer at universities and gaining a PhD in the psychology of health, as well as co-authoring a number of peer-reviewed papers and books in the field. I put a series of questions about my findings to Phil Parker. He said that blame and ignoring symptoms had no part in any approach to health and that the Lightning Process was about compassion. He also said the Lightning Process does teach long COVID is physical and that it was not about changing mindset, but about using the brain to influence beneficial physiological changes. But the idea that her symptoms were not caused by anything physical was a message Sarah took loud and clear from her coach.
I did the Lightning Process the first week in January 2023. And then about 10 days later, I experienced two seizures one night. But because I'd recently done the Lightning Process and I'd spent a bit of time priming my brain, I just completely normalised and just kind of ignored those really scary, horrible, terrifying seizures that I had. And I didn't seek medical attention.
Sarah doesn't know what caused her seizures. It's not clear whether it was related to long COVID, and there's certainly no suggestion it was actually to do with the Lightning Process. But she says her experience on the course led her to ignore them.
I just thought that was part of the process, really. So, yeah, didn't seek any medical advice, whereas I should have.
Lightning Process founder Phil Parker said it was always disappointing when some people don't find a benefit in a treatment, but that this was a possibility with all treatments. Long COVID doctors and researchers caution that increasing activity without medical assessment and supervision has the potential to worsen symptoms for some patients and even prolong their illness. And the recommended way of managing it is called pacing. Basically a way of breaking up activities with rest to conserve energy.
We don't do pacing in the Lightning Process. No one ever gets well with pacing. Instead of pacing, so we always do the same, we do the Lightning Process and then do something, but a little bit stretching that you wouldn't have maybe done before.
Dr. Parker said the Lightning Process does not encourage people to push through symptoms. And to be fair, my coach specifically told me not to do this, while also telling me not to pace myself. But it does teach its ritual will give you a boost of energy, which will allow you to safely increase your activity without crashing or becoming more unwell. Sarah says she followed their advice to the letter for months, but it didn't make her feel better. Quite the opposite.
So I sat on the exercise bike and I very, very slowly pedaled for about 5 minutes. My whole face was twitching, my eyelids were twitching. Whenever I do any kind of exercise or even just quite a low level of activity, I see quite immediate worsening of symptoms.
We put some specific claims to Phil Parker that were made to us by his coaches. But in an email, Dr. Parker, not a medical doctor, told us our questions were informed solely by the rumours and misinformation circulated by what he called anti-recovery activists. Dr. Parker suggested criticisms of the Lightning Process are part of an anti-recovery agenda and pointed to research papers he said supported its effectiveness in some people.
I knew that I was essentially well within the first 2 hours of doing the Lightning Process.
Wow, that's quite extraordinary. Rachel Whitfield is one of those people who says she did find real benefit in the Lightning Process. After a seemingly fairly mild COVID infection, she tried to get back to her usually full plate as a self-employed single parent. But she found herself developing strange symptoms, purple toes, brain fog, and exhaustion. Many people I've spoken to have found social media support groups a source of great comfort and information. But Rachel found them frightening.
The first thing I posted was, does anyone recover in a long COVID group? And I remember this really clearly. I got no response, nothing. I mean, imagine that. And so at my absolute worst, I thought that recovery was impossible. I thought I'd completely ruined my life.
She believes in her case, it was mainly anxiety driving her symptoms. Rachel says she now spends a lot of time on the groups trying to get the word out, in the hope of helping others like her to get better. But it doesn't always go down well.
I've actually been kicked off various long COVID groups for sharing my story. I do find that there's some very vocal people that jump on posts about brain retraining and can be incredibly negative about it.
Admins of support groups from around the world tell me they have to walk a delicate line between allowing people to share their experiences and tips, which might help some, and stemming the tide of misinformation, including some accounts trying to sell something. Rachel Whitfield thinks the possible benefits of the lightning process aren't being shared enough online, but Sarah wishes she'd known more of the other side of the lightning process when she spotted it.
I'd say don't waste your money. I'd say it's really low quality research, and there's other things that you could try which are similar for free.
From her point of view, there is only one way to stop people ending up in unproven treatment programs that may not help and could make their symptoms worse. More and better information about which treatments do work.
I do feel hope. I've always have felt hope because this is a treatable condition for sure. The research is out there now. People are improving, but I feel really frustrated and sad that it's going to take so long and people have been suffering for years and we need clinical trials now. They should have taken place already.
That's it for this episode of the documentary from BBC Trending. It was presented by me, Rachel Schreyer. The producer was Paul Grant. It was mixed by Gareth Jones, and the editor was Flora Carmichael. We'll be back with another episode soon.